Blog Talk Radio.
I was born here, I'm from here, and I'm never leaving here. I'm a New York hotel. Yeah, I'm tall. 563 feet, 2 inches. I'm on top of the world. I'm looking for someone who needs a weekend in the city, who likes being in the middle of it all. You hungry? I know a place. And a few others nearby. It's the city that never sleeps. But hey, if you need a last-minute spot, I got you covered.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I crave salad on, two-thirds a person. Great things and beatings and suffering and worsens. Black human packages tied up in strings. Black rage can come from all these kinds of things. Black rage founded on blatant denial. Economics, subsistence, survival, deafening silence, and social control. Black rage is found in all wounds in the soul. When the dogs bite, when the bees sting, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember all these kinds of things, and then I don't feel so bad. Black race founded, fed us self-hatred, lies and abuse, while we waited and waited. Spiritual treason is grid and it rages. Black rage is founded on these kinds of things.
Thank you.
and blessings. You're now on the front porch with Sister Bessie out of Lagos, Nigeria. Peace and blessings to Africa, better known as Akubaland. Peace and blessings to America, better known as Turtle Island. Peace and blessings to all those that are listening around the world. You may dial 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation with me. You're now on with Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight, my title of my show is There's Magic in the Air. Will you dare to be aware? This is my poem, my first poem. I have two poems for this evening. I speak because I want to help heal the destruction train. You have two. The voice, too. But you want to stay in the deception noose. Yes, I'm different because I question what's in the air. You look in the sky every day and know that the clouds has become a poison lake. Don't get mad at me for revealing the truth, discernment. I am about removing the filthy lint. You thought you could make me gone, but I blew the truth horn. You didn't know I was the creator's dawn. You came at me with evil in your hand, but you only made me stand. Truth has always been my fold, even when you tried to troll. A warrior queen am I, while you are taking a lane of the disdain. No, I'm not afraid of your evil eye pain. I love you. While you're jumping in the lie hoop, I'm not no better than you. There's no jealousy in me, because I know that's a wicked way. This is why the world is being run by the wicked tares. Are you the lion or the sheep? Let your brain peep. It's no time to sleep and weep, because the world is in deceit. I'm not gone. My job is for the weak. You can try if you may, because my creator has the last say. The arrows from heaven is coming your way for the evil you play. You thought you could make me gone, but I blew the horn. My strength comes from heaven. So what you playing, enemy? It doesn't matter, because I'm climbing the love and respect ladder. Me, you want to stop. Know this, the Almighty will use you as a mop in the apocalypse. Your destiny is coming as fire and brimstone rot. Is that all you got? You wicked dot. I have a quote for you this evening from Albert Pike. We shall unleash nihilists and atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which all its horror will show dearly to the nation, the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens are blamed to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries. And the multitude delusion with Christianity anxious for an ideal will receive the true light through universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. August the 11th, 1871. If you don't know who Albert Pike is, he is the head founder of the Masons. In addition to the letter, he wrote Mazzuni, 1871, another to the heads of his Palladium Council, July the 14th, 1889, fell into the hands other than intended. It was written to explain the Luciferian doctrine and dogma concerning worshiping of Satan and worshiping of Lucifer, and in it he said in part, listen to this statement, that which we say to the crowd, listen to this statement, that which we say to the crowd is we worship God. The religion should be by all of us initiates of higher degree, maintained in the purity of Luciferian doctrine. So they will profess to be worshiping the Almighty, but they will be, in reality, worshiping Lucifer. American schools are scientifically designed to prevent over-education from happening, said by William Torrey Harris. This is why when a child disagrees with a teacher, they attack them by sending the principal to call the police on them. Your children are being groomed to report to the government and tell on you parents. The government has injected themselves into your families to control your children. This is why you parents are having less control over your children. For example, kindergarten was created to be a way to break the influence of mothers on the children. Government is the true parent of the child. The state is sovereign over the family, said by the creator of kindergarten, Frederick Frockbill, which is a German inventor of kindergarten in the 19th century. This is another reason why your children are messed up in the head. Knowledge, perception, wisdom, skill, discernment, understanding. If anyone tells you that you don't need these things, maybe there is an agenda to control you and to keep you enslaved. Dr. Hosea Delgado, Director of Neuropsychology, Yale University Medical School, Congregational Report, Volume 18, February 24, 1974. We need a program of psychosurgery for political control of our society. The purpose is political control of their mind. Everyone who deviates the norm can be surgically manipulated. The individual may think that the most important reality is his own existence, but this is his own personal point of view. Man does not have the right to develop his own mind. This kind of liberal orientation has great. Therefore, we must electronically control the brain. Someday, armies and generals will be controlled by electric stimulation of the brain. As you know, they are attempting that now. The destruction of reality is to remove mother, father, sister, or brother to no gender, men, women, and children. The destroyment of the organic man, the organic woman, and the organic child. You've been structured to be dysfunctional. The change of what a family organically is. This was said by Henry Kushner. World population needs to be decreased by 50%. Henry Kissinger. The laws of nature require the obliteration of the unfit, and human life is valuable only when it is of use to the community or race, said by Madison Grant in 1916. Diet, injection, and injunction will combine from every early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible, said by Bertrand Russell, The Impact of Society I have a problem with the collaborators of white supremacy that is running this world. White supremacy, because they use your own kind against you and other races to oppress the minority in this country and around the world. They own the only way we can fight back, turning your TV off, boycotting the stores, their businesses, boycott your government, just boycott the whole system. No matter how you vote, both sides are corrupt. Our judicial system is corrupt. Our medical system is corrupt. Our police is corrupt. Our prison system is corrupt. Our military system is corrupt. Our government agencies are corrupt. The school system is corrupt. Hollywood is corrupt. When you allow your government to be ran by corporations to run your countries, corruption and war games to bring to the world. Now, I'm getting to the point of my subject tonight. Curses. Curse and appeal or prayer for evil or fortune to befall someone or something. The evil of misfortune that comes in or as if in response to such an appeal or is a curse. A source or cause of evil. A source of cause of scourge, a profane word, a phrase, swear words, a censure ban, an anathema, to invoke evil or misfortune upon, damn, to swear at, to bring evil upon, afflict, to put under a ban, or anathema, excommunicate, curse so wicked and detestable as to deserve to be cursed. It is important to know about the magic and the spells that is being used around the world. Don't think that the Almighty is involved in a lot of things that's going on. Recently, we had the spill in Ohio, but check this out. They had a movie called The White Noise that came out a couple of months before. And they show exactly about the spill. Not only that, they went into the town before this happened and gave IDs to track these people. And they were testing these IDs out. So now the people have these IDs because they have breath in the fumes, not only bathed in the poison, so they went in earlier. So this did not just generally happen. You have other trains that has been falling off the track. And we have other places that are being blown up, not only the food processing plants. So I did a show a while back that was concerning what the elites would do, what was their list of things that they had planned for the world. At the end of the show, I'm going to mention the title of that show so you can listen to it. Because in one of the things that they said, we will poison them, and when they come to us for help, we will poison them some more. 10 curses from the Creator. The 10 plagues upon Egypt, better known as Kemet. The turning of water into blood. Frogs, lice, livestock, pestilence, boils, hail, darkness, and the killing of newborns. This was a curse from the Almighty. What are the two things that the Creator will curse you if you disobey? The Creator will afflict you with boils of Egypt and with tumors and festers of sores and itch from which you cannot be cured. The Creator will afflict you with madness, blindness, confusion of mind. At midday, you will grope about like a blind man. I want to tell you about magic being used on us by those who fell from heaven. Alchemy, the medieval forerunner of chemistry, based on the supposed transformation of matter. It was concerned particularly with an attempt to convert base metals into gold or to find universal elixir of a means of identifying prolonged life. We have alchemists in our midst. When you look at the world and what they are doing with the chemicals to destroy us, the chemicals to poison us in our air, in our water, in our food. And as we look up daily in the skies, the spraying of whatever chemical they want to spray on us. What is a witch's brew in the air? A mixture of unpleasant or dangerous things. The smog is composed of a witch's brew of car exhaust, smoke from factories, a situation that has many different and parts that are difficult and dangerous. The country is turmoil in witch's brew of poverty and warfare. Is woke to be awake. You know what? Every time they give us a word, we just run with it. What is woke? It means to be awake. Chiefly used slang. Aware of an activity attentive to important societal facts and issues, especially issues of racial and social injustice. We have moral obligations to stay woke, take a stand, be active, challenging injustice and racism in our communities, and fighting hatred and discrimination wherever it rises. So they're telling us that we should be woke. But when we are woke, they get mad. They want to silence us from speaking the truth. You can be woke and not know what you're talking about. Like in the case of voting for politicians, you only know what they tell you to get you to vote for them. And then they show you who they really are when they get in the office. So during the time of your vote, you was woke to believe the lies. And you find out that the same politicians didn't give a damn about the citizens. Wisdom, understanding of what is true, right? A lasting insight, common sense, good judgment, the sum of scholarly learning through the ages, knowledge, wise teaching of the ancient sages, a wise look, plan, or course of action. Are they teaching that in school to our children? To have knowledge of self? To have respect of self? Are they teaching them math? What are they teaching them? They're teaching them things that has nothing to do with school. You teaching a child about sex. Teach the children the right thing, and the parents will not have no problem with it. Knowledge, the state fact of knowing, familiarity, awareness. Understanding gained through experience or study, the sum of range of what has been perceived, discovered, or learned, learning conditions, teachers are great knowledge, specific information about something. We have teachers, but we have teachers that are teaching the agenda of the system. The teachers are not the same as when we grew up. So the children today are fighting against what is being taught to them. And when they fight against that, when they speak out, here they go by putting your child in handcuffs or abusing them. You have to stand up for your child and let these teachers know that you will not allow them to be abused. Discernment, the ability to access correctly, to see reality, and to consider the effects. Discernment is to know right from wrong. Did you hear that? To know right from wrong, to know true from the fake. The essentials, secondary, essential, optional, permanently, transient, real or unreal. Insight, intuition, sensitivity, spiritual, intelligence, maturity, awareness, perception, sophistication. Discernment acts as a protection against being deceived. It's a continued progress, helps free us from bondage of the enemy. But you want to use woke only has one meaning, to be awake. What does that tell you? Nothing about the world we are now living in. What are the most unforgivable transgressions? The three curses that are classified as unforgivable are the imperious curse. Imperious means marked by arrogant assurance, domineering, befitting, are characteristics of one of eminent rank. Antigens, commanding dominant, that explains most of our leaders today. The next one is Krustus curse and the killing curse. We all know that is thou shall not kill. The killing curse. We have so many people that's running around just killing people. Recently, I just saw where a man just shot a homeless person in broad daylight. Do you know that you are bringing a curse upon you and your family? When you do these wicked things, you send curses upon yourselves for generations. You can't be forgiven for killing a person. If you do be forgotten, you are forgiven. You have to humble yourself. But if you kill a person and have no remorse, you're going straight to hell. These people are running around committing all these killing crimes, not being respectful of life itself. What is the most unforgiving transgression? One, eternal or unforgivable transgression, blasphemy against the spirit of the Most High, which teaches truth, also known as the transgression unto death, is specified in several passages of the Synoptic Gospels, including Mark 3:28-29, Matthew 12:31-32, Luke 12:10, as well as other New Testament passages, including Hebrews 6:46, Hebrews 10:26-31, and 1 John 5:6. Curses upon yourself. Hollywood is already cursing you. The media is already cursing you. Your government is already cursing you. But you are cursing yourselves by your actions. I want to tell you about some curses that happened in the Old Testament. One of the curses is about a king by the name of Ahab. He was disobedient to the Creator. The Creator sent these curses upon him. Infirmities, impotence, mental anguish, such as feeling of despair, societal ills, such as social unrest, and other destabilizing forces. This was his curse from the Almighty. We also have Jezebel was arrogant and aggressive. She was also manipulated and deceptive. So her curse was to be eaten by dogs and on her head, and she would have what was left after the dogs ate her. Her head and her hands would be left. And that is the curse on Jezebel from the Creator. You can cause your own curse. You, by being wicked upon the face of this earth, why do you think so many things is happening upon this earth? Because you will not recognize the Almighty and not the power. You want to follow the wicked ones who fell from heaven that is in control of this earth. The next curse of bad habits of thinking and reacting, such as harmful behaviors. Furthermore, they often lead to a lack of obedience and morals. Depravity, weakening our connection with the Almighty, and allowing negative influences to take hold of you and those that be near you. Sometimes you can be around people and you can feel their spirit. You can feel the evil that's in them. They project it to you. And it can pass through you or to you. Watch how you project yourself in this world. Because like I said, you're putting a spell on yourself. You're putting a spell on people you love. And you're causing evil to reign upon this planet. The next curse. Now, this curse here was about a prophet. And there were teenagers that were calling the prophet bald-headed. They were disrespecting this prophet. Now, let's hear what happened to those teenagers because of them disrespecting. Because a lot of children today, they are disrespecting their elders. So let's see what the result of them calling this prophet baldhead. The curse of the baldness is often discussed. The concept in the contents of beards, hair, and masculinity. Some believe that this curse stems from combination of societal rejection and the bitterness and rebellion that can result from such rejection. There is also some sense of pride or ego associated with having a full head of hair, as well as a desire to appear sophisticated and put together in many ways. This perceived curse is a manifestation of human pretension, a craving for affirmation and validation that we may not always receive in real life. Now let's get to the bald head story. The bald head story is that a prophet was harassed by teenage children, calling him bald head. So the Almighty cursed these children to be eaten by bears. It was said to be at least 42 of these children What they did was to disrespect the prophet. But one thing about this story, most of the stories come from Africa in the Bible. Africa don't have bears. These children were eaten by bears. So the Almighty manifested bears to eat them because of their disrespect for this elderly prophet. This is why I'm trying to tell the world, what you do, you bring a curse on you and your family. You take a life, you bring a curse on your family. Sometimes people don't understand about their wickedness. Now, I remember recently a lady lost three sons in a couple of days, within a couple of days. We are losing our young people because they choose to be violent. Young people, you have to learn to control yourselves and respect other people. And you also have adults that cannot control themselves. We have men out there that's attacking women, that's killing women. You have women out there that's fighting and harming each other. This is not the way of the Almighty. I know this is a different show than I normally do, but I'm saying these things for you to be aware about the power of what you do. Even with words, you can curse somebody with words. And then you have people out here that really use magic and use magic to harm other people. And a lot of times, you end up harming yourself. What goes around comes around. Now, there is another curse dished out by the Almighty, the curse of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, this is Daniel's. Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon king, now he created an image such as a statue, and he told the whole land to worship it. The Most High said, I gave you power to rule and control the earth, and the Almighty didn't like what he did. So he was cursed to be like a werewolf. Now, when I read this story, I immediately recognized him as a werewolf. Listen to this. He was cursed to be a werewolf for 7 years. So he had claws like an animal. His hair was all over his body. And he was cursed to eat the grass like an animal. Now, who do you know as has hair all over their body, has claws, and they roam the earth like this curse? A werewolf. Okay, and he was cursed to eat the grass like an animal. So after he suffered for those years, well, he checked himself before the Almighty, and his kingdom was returned to him. Also, talking about Nebuchadnezzar, he had a son. Check out what his son did. His son, these are stories of curses from the Almighty. The son, the next generation, what he did was take the vessels out of the house of the Almighty. These are stories now. And he drank out of them. They had a party. So a writing came against the wall, and it said, Nini, Mini, Nico, Sivarzan. At that moment that was said to him, your kingdom is taken from you. Your life is taken from you. He was cursed. And not too long after that, another king came in and took his life and his nation. These are curses that has been placed and has been told in the Bible. I call the Bible the Bible because you libel when you read it. It's important that you know your actions brings results of harming other people or doing wickedly to other people. Many of you may think this a joke, and you wonder sometimes why things happen to your family members because of something someone else did that was vicious, that was evil to another person. This is my next point. It's called the satanic rule. The satanic rule is cruel. It's a tool also to the fool. The righteous is being attacked for being God's act. A mighty deception in the air. The world is suffering, and it's not fair. Plans to destroy the organic man. Asking idiot questions like, what is a woman? To introduce a new female weapon. Babies being created from a dead woman's womb. Scientists creating a new kind of baby in a matrix of fake wombs. Why is it that they want to impersonate the heavenly maker so they can be life takers? Because they are Satan's manipulators, driving out the beauty of the heart to create a people's minds war, trapping our children in sex lanes to cause them to gain violence and fame, lying politicians and Hollywood spell brokers with the woke joke, a hiring of so-called protectors who have been proven to be black people deleters. What can we do about this? Pray and don't miss, because the wicked are on a destructive plan to cause harm in many lands. Lay the truth down in the spiritual war fight, because as you can see, we now have no rights. So the world should fight with all of your might to reveal the light, so the enemy can feel God's might. We are all trapped in a wicked map. Lay God's prayers in your lap. The power is in you to get out of the tyrannic control tap. To discern the evil from good is your way out. Stand for justice and freedom, because that's all you got to get us out of Satan's trap. Now, I want to tell you about another spell that our government has been doing for a while. This is universal mind control. I'm going to give you a list of what they have done and what they are still doing. MK Ultra, Monarch Project Superman, Psychotronics, ELF Microwave, Psychogenics, Subliminal Mastics, Neural Mapping, that's the mapping of the mind, PSYOPs and DIOPs, Microchipping, EMF Weaponry, Chemical Trails, and Drugs. This is what our government has been doing to us and the world. Brother O?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you put out there, it will return to you. The law of the universe is divine retribution. You break the law, what goes around comes around. Occult means hidden. When you think on the Creator, you must have humility and humbleness. There is divine justice. Don't think there's not divine justice. For you that are casting spells, for you that are doing witchery with your mouth, with your evil eye, you will pay for it. Because what you project out, it will come back. Caller number one, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking to? And where are you calling
from?
Sam,
God, Power Hill. I'm calling from Power Hill, Philadelphia. I'm from Philly, but, you know, I'm calling from somewhere on the map. How you doing? I had to call in and show my love and my appreciation, my respect, not just for you, but for the whole network and all the hosts and, you know, WB. And then, you know, I'm out in the bar right now. I just caught the last bit of what you were saying, and that's word is bond right there. You know, it's definitely divine order and divine principles that work out in this world. Back when I was a little younger, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a young boy, but back when I was a little younger and I was developing my attributes before I just settled on Sham God G and Law and really locked in with the 5% Nation, I went through a little stint with you know, studying Egyptology really hard, because on Cecil B. Moore there's a UNIA building, and you know, I'm from Cecil B. I'm from North, and I used to go to that building a lot and pick up those principles and studying the principles of Thoth or Jehudi. You know, that really helped align me and my spiritual and really reconnecting with all those principles. But other than that, how you doing, Sister Bessie?
I'm okay. I'm glad you appreciated the things that I said. Thank you for your support, brother.
Word. Yeah, I don't have much to say. I just came to, you know, drop by and drop off a little something. I mean, I'll be around March 6th, Merc City Monday. We're going to make that thing great again. Brother Olasky, please don't forget my request, man. Biggie died. He was assassinated he died on March 9th. And we gonna do it for him, and we gonna get it rocking. And Hey, to all the listeners, enjoy the rest of this program. I'm saying keep it gangster. Peace, love, and power, hope.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. Guys, I just want you to know the importance of your actions. You know, I'm watching a lot of things that is happening in the world and why we are suffering like we are, because there is spell casting. There's curses placed on people. And we have people that are benefiting from stars' deaths and rappers' deaths. We recently had three rappers killed. We have all these rappers that is being killed. And that's a curse on the person that does it. I just want you to think about what you're doing, what you're saying, and humble yourself before the Almighty. You know, we have the government that don't care about us. We have all these agencies that are working for the government that do not care about the people. You must care about yourself. You must care about your family. And not allow your family to be cursed or your children to be cursed by the actions that you do.
All right, Sister Bethy. And we do have some callers. They're about to be on this air. Anybody want to call in? Because this is going to be Sister Bethy's final thoughts. Anybody that called in late, kind of really, unless you want to say hi. It's really kind of hard for you to even say anything about the topic tonight. So continue to listen. Call number two, you're live and direct right now with Sister Bethy the Truther and the Front Porch.
Hi, peace and blessings.
How are you doing, Sister Bethy? This is Terrence Strength. How's everything going?
Hi, my brother. Everything is well. What do you have to say about the show tonight?
Listen, I'm glad you're talking about what you're talking about. You're absolutely right that there is universal law when it comes to all the negative things that are happening down here. And you're right. You know, we're not helpless down here. We don't have to subscribe and allow everything that's happening. That's, you know, that's happening down here. That's not in our best interest. So I certainly agree with you. I'm glad you're talking about all of these things that are going on. But just like I've said on some of my previous shows, it's all down here. It's the good and the bad is down here. We decide which way we want to go, and we decide how we want to deal with that. We decide that individually, or we decide that as a group how we're going to deal with it. But it's a choice. There ultimately are no victims down here. There are no victims. So I just want to put those two cents. I'm giving you my 2 cents. I'm really enjoying the show because there's certainly a lot of evil things that are happening and people that are scheming. But we don't have to allow it to impact us.
Yes.
And if we do, that is also a choice. You know.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that. But you know, I love you, Sister Bethy. Keep on.
When is your next show?
My next show is on March 14th. March 14th.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, guys. Y'all hear it. Terrence is the Hall of Famer. Please tune in to his show. He always have a dynamic show for you. And I thank you, Brother Terrence. I'm going to say this. This is the last statement I'm going to say. You can be better. You can do what's right in your community. It's all about us coming together and treating each other in the right manner and recognizing the Almighty in what you do. There's a lack of recognizing the Almighty. You're recognizing the ones that fell down from heaven, and they are in control of this world. So you have to fight back and say you're not what they want you to be. I'm done. Brother O?
All right, Sister Bessie. You got to start standing gozy time. Come on, girl. You've been here too long. Get your life right. Get your life right, Bessie. All right, but we're going to bring some. I'm going to put you on remote real quick. So just get these callers in. I'm going to take the callers who are on for the show, then we're going to gozy time, all right? So here we go.
Okay.
Caller. Yes, indeed. We're taking these calls on right now. Caller number three, you're live right now. Sister Bessie in the front porch.
Hi,
peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Sister Bessie. This is Mo Garman calling out of Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, my sister. How are you? I'm just fine.
I'm doing great.
You...
I enjoyed your show.
Yes.
I especially enjoyed your talk about corruption throughout the government and throughout the whole system. The whole system is corrupt. I was feeling you on that, so... I said, she hit it again. You always start in trouble.
Yes. Thank you, my sister.
You're very welcome. My show is called Breaking the Silence, and it will be on March the 24th.
Okay. Thank you for your support. Thank
You're
you,
very,
sweetheart.
Very welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Josh rise and gone on them think with it done. Jacob Miller rise and gone them think with it done. Garnet Silk him rise and gone, but look ya, Morgan family come rise. How many rise you are uprising, Sizzler rise. How many rise you is uprising, Luciano rise. How many rise you is uprising, Rastafari come with the we come, Mali children rise. How many rise you there uprising, Capleton rise. And David Oshu is uprising, put your rise. How many rise you is uprising, Rastafari rise. Liberation, boy, whoa, chant, boy, boy, Rasta man, chant, boy, whoa, chant, boy, boy, liberation, boy, whoa, chant, boy, boy, Rasta man, chant, boy, whoa, chant, boy.
Vision came to me about the liberation of the Rasta man, see, and the truth is we can't get to be what we really want to be, being held back by your own country. As I was taught, it's best never to take less under this heavy stress, because if I get the lower hand and you get the upper hand, tell me what the chances are on me becoming the leader that I was born to be. Systematically, it's a one in a million chance, you see. Over there, over here, the time is not a strap on the armor and the gear. Yeah, yeah, the road is hot, but I and I will never stop. We shouldn't have been the ones to be reaping your crop. What you think I am, I'm not. Your charges could never be dropped. There's no reward for those who turn their back on Jah.
Whoa, chant, boy, boy. See, liberation, boy. Whoa, chant, boy.
Free man, woman. today. Message to all the heads of government today. Unto Jah belongs all authority. Message to you, you better set your people free. The wrath and judgment of Jah is the reward for captivity if it's done.
We do have a caller, Bethy. Should I get all these callers on? A lot of people called in that didn't hear your show. They might want to hear, you know, give you your support. So I'm bringing our caller back on. Call number one again. You're live right now with Sister Bethy in the front porch.
Hi, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with and where are you from?
Okay, caller, can you hear us?
There
you go. All right. Yeah, the audio
oh
was fine
goodness.
Now.
I know what's going on with this phone. Sister Bessie, it's Ava Holly. How are you? I just got to tell you that your poems are so powerful. You know, you really, really get into it with your poems, and it's really enjoyable to hear that. So just wanted to call in and support your show. I think my dog is lying right here next to me, and I think she's just out.
Okay. Well, thank you, my sister. Listen, when will your show be on?
I will be on March 15th, coming around the corner.
This is Ava Holly. Please tune in to, I love her show also. And thank you, Ava, for your support.
And now the next caller. Caller, you're live right now with Sister Bessie on the front porch.
Hi, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with? And where are you from?
Mother, Sister Bessie.
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, Brother Hooney.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to let you know you was on fire, fire, fire. I didn't know if I had to go get a call the fire department or what. Anyway, thank you so much. But trust me, you definitely turned it up another notch. The information was powerful, and trust me, your soul is elevating to the point where your voice is getting louder and the message is becoming clear. That's why you was nominated for the Hall of Fame, and I'm telling you, you keep this pace up, and it wouldn't surprise me, you know, what's in store for you in the future. Okay, I just want to let you know I love you. So we will aware you. My show will be next Thursday. I'll be on with Jared Petito. We will be speaking about the rise and fall on the pathway towards success. That'll be 9:30 next Thursday on this great WBNN station. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Hooney. Brother Hooney is also a Hall of Famer, like our DJ, Brother O, also. So
thank you.
Please tune in to my brother's show. And thank you so much, Brother Hooney.
All right. And now we have the next caller calling in support. Caller.
Hi. Peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with and where are you from?
Yo, this is me.
Yes.
Because you know this clever one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Boys out of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? When your baby mom spent all the food stamps on crab legs from ShopRite. Get the Browns. What's going on out here?
Hi, my brother.
Oh, ain't too much nothing. But you know what? This is what I'm going to say here. You know, because you know you got to set them on fire every time. Now, if it was the army of you, you know what I mean? We'd be all in trouble. You know that, right? You know, because at the end of the day, right, some of these truths that people like to ignore and not accept, you know what I'm saying? They have a hard time having acceptance with these things. And furthermore, people like this, check this out, people. This is what we're going to do because we're going to cut it out. know what I mean? We got to figure out ways to not keep blaming people for things, because the trickologies is all the proofs is in the pudding. You see what I'm saying? Not the Bill Cosby kind, but you know what kind of put I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, let's hypothetically say here. I'm gonna just keep it brief. Let's hypothetically say, if you're a slave master, right, or whatever, whoever you want, your plantation owner, whoever you got going on, and you got cotton, you got people picking your cotton. Guess from as far as industrial point, whoever your slave person got the cotton from, guess where he got his cotton from? People who brought it over here thousands of years ago. So we got to pay attention to who works for who. And remember, it's economics involved in all this, people. It ain't no face to it. You know what I'm saying? If I got a bigger building than your building, and people rather be in my building than your building, then guess what? Didn't take nothing from you. Just economics just took over. You feel what I'm saying? And remember that, folks. So pay attention to what you focus in on. You know what I'm saying? If you want to self-victimize yourself, go right ahead. But know who's the greatest. You know what I mean? Know who's great. And know where a lot of things wouldn't be out here if it wasn't for that. Yeah, would you hear me? Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for that. Now, they can try to blind you all they want, but find the proofs. When, you know what I mean? Use your own eyeballs and your brain and find the proof. Stop following down behind other people's information. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where grandmoms run to the post office to get stamps was really to get $15 million worth of scratch-offs, and she got 20 numbers playing all box and straight. Check your satellites.
All right, Brother Clever. Brother Clef, please come back on and let us know when your next show.
Hold up. Wait a minute. I think I'm going to be on the 22nd. That will be 22nd, as in 2000 last year, y'all. You heard what I said, damn it.
Unbelievable, brother.
Sister Bessie. Unbelievable. You got some more callers I'm going to call in to you before I go into my go-see time. Caller, you're live right now with Sister Bessie.
Hi, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Sister Bessie, this is Angela.
Oh,
hi,
Anthony.
How are you? I was listening. I came on late, but I did hear. I did hear a little, and I was listening to you talk about all of the rappers that we've lost and different people that we've lost. And I say this, if we would get some insurance, put insurance on everybody, if everybody had some insurance, I bet you some of this killing would stop. They wouldn't be bringing all these guns and stuff into our neighborhoods, because then they would have to pay out all these policies, and they don't want to pay out these policies. See, we don't have insurance, so that's why. We get some insurance,
yeah.
I guarantee you some of this stuff will stop. But yeah, you always touching on some good stuff. I love it. I love tuning in. And yes, your poetry is on point. So just
thank
wanted
you
to
so
jump
much,
on and thank you for what you do, and thank you for this show on tonight, for what I did here. It's always informative, yeah. And whether they want to accept it or not, you speak the truth, and I love that about you. So thank you for what you do over here on WBNN.
Thank you,
that's
my
all.
Dear. I love you. Now tell us when your show is on.
So I'm going to be on Wednesday. I'll be on Wednesday. Actually, Wednesday is World Women's Day. Of course, this is Women's History Month. And the 8th is World Women's Day. So I'm going to have 5 amazing women that's going to be stopping by and sharing. Then I'm going to have a special guest that's going to stop by and going to enlighten some people on some things that's taking place right here in our great state of Texas. So, yeah, y'all definitely want to tune in. I'm telling you, it's going to be some crazy stuff coming through my pod, through my show this year. It's wild, because God's just really opened my eyes to some things, and I'm thankful for this station. I'm thankful for Brother O. because I've just my eyes have just been open to a lot, and I love tuning in to your show because I'm gonna go. Thank you. Next Wednesday, Purpose with Angela. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yes, I just wanted to say I'm going to enjoy the show. I'm going to try to make sure that I tune in because it's Women's Day. And I would say to a lot of women around the world, it's your day. Tune in to Angela, please.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you back.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. Oh, the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
You know, I remember as a little boy being able to listen to music. My dad worked and my mom was a homemaker. And I would come downstairs and she would play this awkward white boy, right, from Minnesota, who had more discernment than most people in the world, and gave us the inscription of the civil rights movement. We're talking about a nerdy white boy from Minnesota. It had God's instinct and sang some of the most beautiful lyrics there ever was. If you all people don't understand the world, get out of the way, for the times, they are a-changing. And that's something that I really believe. I believe it at WBNN. We are Beverly Nation. If you cannot study this road, and it's all the great hosts that are here to give you the truth, get out of the way, because the times, the broadcasting journalistic times, they are are changing. Congratulations to Sister Betsy the Trooper tonight for her 47th WBNN All-Time Connection record tonight. Outstanding performance by Sister Betsy the Trooper. I'm so proud of her. What more can we say that hasn't already been said about her? She's just an amazing human being. So really puts her life on the line for all of us around the world. I mean, she is, you know, the new embodiment spirit of Sojourner Truth. She really is. And I've said this since 2018, and I've had the privilege of just, wow, right, just being a part of her life for that time. And it's been my pleasure. It's been my ultimate pleasure to have someone like Sister Betsy, you know, as, you know, a senior statesman, you know, of this outstanding, you know, being one of the people of the progressive era, you know, thankful to Jerry Petito and Huni Bakatun, and, of course, Jesus Powell and Sister Betsy Truthin. And what more can I say that hasn't already been said tonight? Congratulations on another championship here at WBNN. And, of course, tomorrow night, there is no programming, but on Sunday night, we'll be right back with the 2022 WBNN Host of the Year, the good doctor, the Honorable Chinchilla J and News Forum, Studio A, Lagos, Nigeria. 9:30 Eastern Standard at WBNN. We have advertising between Goes in Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, and we're at the wonderful Twitter and Instagram, and then Goes the underscore time. Well, look, Dolly Malay, and Goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? Oh, lay. That goes with myandgmail.com. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay Wingozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Congratulations, Sister Betsy the Truther. And, of course, what more can I say? I'm going to say her name twice. Now back to the 2021 WBNN Host of the Year. More importantly, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Nominee, Mr. Betsy the Truther.
Well, I want everyone to consider the words that I spoke. It's time for you to change. It's time for you to direct your heart to the Creator. And I will be back on in 4 weeks. And I just wanted to tell you the name of the show real quick. Slap Your Face to Awake the World is at stake. Time to know who made the chaos to us, Blood Lakes. And that's a show that I did. When you Google till you get to number 19 or 20, and you can hear that show of the plans from the elite. So I want to say peace and blessings and love to everyone. Good night.
Two-thirds a person, great things and beatings and suffering and worsened. Black human packages tied up in strings. Black rage can come from all these kinds of things. Black rage is founded on blatant denial, greed, economic, subsistence, survival, deafening silence.